Very good afternoon to you. Assalamu alaikum. And I hope you're enjoying the afternoon. It's a cooler day today, so I think we are all very, very happy that we're not running into the 35 degrees and 38 degrees that we've been having in the last couple of weeks. Well, at this particular time, we are going to take a look at the Cape Town Mayor Jordan Hill Lewis that's launched the city's main redevelopment project of Stonefontein Pavilion along the False Bay coast. Cape Town Mayor has launched that redevelopment project along the False Bay coast at a tune of 300 million rand endeavor. And this recreational spot in Cape Town will be centered around the largest tidal pool in the southern hemisphere. Now, the mayor was accompanied by Councillor Francine Higham, who is the mayoral committee member for community services and health. Mayor, very good afternoon to you and welcome to the Voice of the Cape.
Good afternoon, Zane. Nice to be with you and the listeners.
Mayor, this particular area of Stonefontein Pavilion actually serves a huge area. It serves the bulk of Mitchells Plain, Stonefontein, yes. Baden-Powell Drive. There's been so much development along Baden-Powell Drive and also Monwabisi. And this area was last developed, or it was started developing in the 1980s. Some say that this particular development is way overdue, Mr. Mayor.
I would statement completely. When I became the mayor 4 years ago, I visited there and was genuinely shocked to see the condition that it was in. Obviously, it was an old building. Even then, it was already 40 years. It had been absolutely weathered and beaten by the Cape Town storms, the wind, the salt air, everything. And it was basically, large parts of it were no longer usable, even though the tidal pool was still very popular and very much used in the summer. The buildings were not. And that's when I decided this is such a beautiful location. It is so important for residents. And on that first visit, I will never forget this my whole life. There was residents there who told me these amazing stories of this nightclub that used to be there in the 80s and 90s called The Mermaid, obviously long before my time, and how they had met their wives there. One resident told me that he had his first kiss there. And these stories just made a huge impression on me. And I just thought a place like this has to be restored for the public of Mitchells Plain and beyond. And so we've gone through a long process of planning and budgeting, a design process. I must say the designs are really beautiful. And thank you to all the members of the public that contributed to those designs and told us those stories so that we could include bits and pieces of that in the design. So now we're ready to go, and we are going, and the construction has started.
Jordan, what is on offer in the new development? I do believe that there is probably a possibility of an NSRI base in that particular area.
Yes.
Because I know that there are a number of surfing schools which are brilliant along the Stonefontein coast, because we are trying to keep the youth out of, you know, the sort of ill elements within the society, and surfing builds character, it builds confidence, and there are a number of surfing schools. So what is on offer for people in that area?
So firstly, as you said, we're going to build a beautiful brand new NSRI base, and we're doing that for free for the NSRI. They will occupy it, but we'll build it for them. And the architects tell me that it will be even nicer, or as nice as the NSRI base at the waterfront. So it's going to be a beautiful base. But that's the safety element is important, but the main thing is the facilities and amenities that it's going to offer to the public. We will have spaces for restaurants, and I want to publicly put out a call to restaurants like Cape Town Fish Market and Ocean Basket. Please come and locate a restaurant there. It'll be awesome right next to the ocean, I think, to have a seafood restaurant. Then we'll have a place for coffee shops, place for traders, takeaways and cafes and so on. There will also be a big kind of conferencing or event space for people to have their weddings, have their 21st birthday, or have a corporate conference, whatever you want to do with that space. It'll be upstairs overlooking the ocean. Then there will be some concerts. There'll be a beautiful outdoor, an amphitheater for concerts and outdoor events. Yes, and we are also we're building a new facility for that surf school that operates there. So yes, it's going to be a really beautiful world-class facility. And I've given them the instruction, this is in one of the harshest environments in Cape Town in terms of weather. So it has to be built with the very best quality materials that will make it last for another 40 or 50 years.
Mm. What is the budget that the city has set aside for this particular project, Mayor?
It's big. It's 300 million rand. That's for the construction. We're spending about 9 million rand on the demolition and site preparation. And so the whole thing is just over 300 million. And it'll be absolutely transformed when it's done.
Mm. Now, the way I know the mayor is that he will not attempt a project like this without chatting to the community in the area. What has the response been from the community, Mayor?
Hugely, hugely supportive. The only kind of constructive criticism that we got was from the fishing community, who wanted us to repair the boat launch. And yes, I can give them the good news that the boat launch will be included in the project. That will also be repaired and upgraded. And there will also be a beach launch constructed as well. But from the community side, we've had nothing but wonderful participation in the design process and wonderful stories. And when you see the final product, we will also have some of those stories up on the wall. We will have some memorable, or reminiscing of those old nightclub days, and some of that will be reflected on the walls of the final facility as well.
Mm. Chatting this afternoon to Mayor Jordan Hill Lewis, who launched the city's main redevelopment project of Strandfontein Pavilion along the False Bay coast, costing up to about 300 million rand. And this recreational spot in Cape Town will be centered around the largest tidal pool in the southern hemisphere, including restaurants, hopefully a conferencing center where you can go and get married or have your 50th birthday party, an amphitheater, which will be great because there's such a lot of talent within the Mitchells Plain, Strandfontein and Monwabisi area. And then, of course, the boat launch, which the mayor has alluded to. Mayor, what is the way forward? What can we see, you know, for the development going forward within the next 2 to 3 years?
Yes, so now we're in the construction phase. So now we just need to make sure that those construction companies keep to their timelines, that they deliver on the project as they've promised. And I will obviously be visiting regularly. I know our councillors in the area, Councillor Janssen, he's been driving this project from the start. He'll be visiting regularly. And we'll just see that slowly rise out of the ground, hopefully, over the next 18 months to 2 years. Until its final completion. And of course, if there's any opportunity for us to complete it sooner, to actually gain time, we would love to do that as well. We are going to pause the construction over the December period because we want people to still be able to use the tidal pool during the summer. So you will see that we'll actually take a break and make the site safe for the public to use, close off the construction area with some fencing and so on. So people must assume and expect that the area will be a bit disrupted. It will look a bit different, but we'll try and make it as usable as possible on the ocean side, on the tidal pool side, while we are building.
And that's the Cape Town Mayor Jordan Hill Lewis chatting to us about the main redevelopment of the project of Strandfontein Pavilion on the